He's a wonderful, wonderful songwriter. He's written lots of songs and recorded many of them. And he's also very much a community activist and keeps people apprised of open mics in the area. If you go to his website, sambayer.com, you can get to his listings of area open mics. And Sam is going to be featured here in 2 weeks. He'll be co-featured with Betsy Binstock, who'll be performing with John Boehmer and Leslie Bryant. And I'm very pleased that Sam came out tonight. So please give Sam Boehmer a big welcome.
Hello. How is everybody? Yay! Hey, Rick, it's a gorgeous song. That's great. David, someone that everyone has heard of is playing your song. That's wonderful. So, I wonder how many people here were disappointed by being left behind in the rapture last month. It was a terrible thing. I mean, I had to go and consult the Left Behind novels to find out what to do. Well, apparently there's an enormous amount of talking on the phone. At least, that's what all the internet boards say. I haven't actually read the books myself. So I hope you're in the mood for a little blasphemy. On the morning after the rapture, the damned will shop for groceries. And they'll brave the walls of hellfire to get to the ATM. And the blessed will wake in horror, their cupboards bereft of coffee. And they'll, that they have to shop for groceries, they'll have to shop with them. The blessed will don their sandals and beg the damned for their worldly possessions that they gave away. And the damned will twirl their car keys, facing an eternity of torture, grateful for that gift of that late model Chevrolet. We screwed it up again. Yes, it's coming, but we clearly don't know when. On the morning after the rapture, the damned will play some football. And when they score the winning touchdown, they know that God was on their side. But the blessed will be called for holding. They'll botch their 2-minute offense. And their final desperate field goal will sail 5 feet wide. Salvation! We screwed it up again. Yes, it's coming. Oh, Lord, it's coming. Oh, Lord, it's coming. But we clearly don't know when. At Starbucks, you'll be waiting behind the spawn of Satan. The playgrounds will be jammed, with the children of the damned. Your virtue will be tested on the tiniest of trips, stalled behind the minivans of the apocalypse. On the morning after the rapture, the damned will don their sunscreen and bask beneath the brimstone and just unwind. But the blessed will be less protected. It's a little warmer than they expected. They shouldn't have neglected the forecast for the left behind. And the neighbor down the lane, the one who likes to yank your chain, the one who used to net you, God was gonna get you. His dandelions are growing and his mailbox is overflowing, and he hasn't mowed his lawn, and you wonder where he's gone. Salvation, we screwed it up again. Yes, it's coming. Oh Lord, it's coming. Oh Lord, it's coming. But we'll be damned if we know when. Thank you.
Sam is a wonderful writer. I always love to listen to his songs. Again, he will be here 2 weeks from tonight, and he'll have his percussionist, his longtime friend, David Troen Krasno, here playing percussion with him.